With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump on the stump in Pennsylvania last night.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? After living through this nightmare of inflation, invasion, and humiliation. You know what the invasion is, right? Invasion by the southern border, what they've done to our country.
Americans go to the polls 2 weeks from Tuesday. The latest surveys call the election a dead heat. The White House hopes the killing of a top Hamas leader can lead to some kind of a ceasefire in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
After word of Yahya Sinwar's death in Gaza, President Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and congratulated him on the elimination of the terrorist leader. In a statement, the president called it a good day for Israel, the United States, and the world because Sinwar was responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. The White House hopes this moment in the conflict can help bring the hostages home and the war to a close. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Striking workers at Boeing will vote this week on a new offer that could end a walkout that's lasted more than a month. Boeing and the union representing striking machinists said Saturday they had negotiated a new proposal that would raise pay 35% over 4 years and include upfront bonuses of $7,000 per worker. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says it plans to hold a ratification vote on Wednesday. Hundreds of frozen waffle products sold in leading retailers, including Walmart and Target, are being recalled. The manufacturer says they could be contaminated with listeria. Treehouse Foods announced the recall and published a list of products on the web. It says consumers, if you got them, throw them out. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As Vice President, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of this country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. As California's Attorney General in 2011, Harris refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act in court. She also supported allowing men to use women's restrooms and locker rooms. With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two massive hurricanes in less than a month, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that calls for more volunteers are coming in mostly from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina now. That has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in SBC churches. In 2005, when Hurricane Katrina smashed New Orleans, tens of thousands of Baptists answered the call. It's expected they'll do it again. This is SRN News. A wave of influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in what they call kindness content.
That usually entails recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. Creators like Jimmy Darts have millions of followers they encourage to crowdfund to raise money for their video subjects. But some critics find the content to be problematic, calling into question the ethics of recording strangers and people who are homeless, the lack of regulations these creators have to abide by, and the profits the creators make off the millions of views they get online. Keith Peters reporting.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was sent to the 13 states for ratification has sold for $9 million in North Carolina. The document was found inside a cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy was made after Congress ratified the document. This is SRN News.